Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Advocate sent you.
Stevie Ray bringing us back to Late Great SRV, 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Having a great visit with our good friend Steve Forbes, chairman and editor-in-chief of Forbes Media, author of a number of important books, including Reviving America, including Freedom Manifesto, including Power, Ambition, Glory, outstanding books that... Whatever Steve writes, folks, you know is top shelf, and I encourage you to check those out wherever books are sold. Steve, thanks again for being here. Let's talk about the GOP. I've been saying for a long time that in the Olympic blood sport of politics, Republicans just aren't as good as Democrats are. For one thing, they don't stay on the reservation. They're too independent. They won't monolith at all. And this year, 2017, they've earned the term someone else called them the stupid party.
That's right. They say the Democrats are the evil party and the Republicans are the stupid party. And you have a proof of it this year.
Yeah.
And they forget what Ronald Reagan pointed out and what the liberals, the far left, have always understood. Sometimes you wait. Sometimes you take piece by piece. Then you may go for the big leap forward,
but you
never stop. So, yeah, you're not going to get 100% on health care in the first round. But if you get some of these things done, like getting rid of the individual employer mandates, getting rid of the taxes, that's a pretty good start. Get something done.
That's right. You know, Steve, I heard my uncle Jake, when I was a kid on the farm, heard my uncle Jake negotiating for something, and I knew he wasn't getting what he wanted, but he finally made the sale and he got something, and I asked him. I said, "Uncle Jake, did you make a profit?" He said, "Yeah, but not as much as I wanted to." I said, "Why did you make the deal?" He said, "You'll never go broke taking a profit."
Very good.
And that's what the Republicans could have used that this year, couldn't they?
Yes, they could. And we'll see if they've learned their lesson when it comes to the tax bill. At least the House Republicans got a health care bill through on the second round. It's pathetic. Senators couldn't come up with anything to go into conference and try to hammer something out. And one of the things that they should consider, a friend of mine, Steve Moore, the economist.
Right, Steve's a friend of ours.
Is do it piece by piece. Have, instead of one omnibus bill, one big bill, do 10 little bills, one bill.
How many times have we been standing here, Steve, saying, maybe the next time. Is there a next time for health care? And if there is, can they get it done?
There is a next time for health care if they do it piece by piece. Who's going to vote to preserve the individual mandate?
Right.
Who's going to vote to preserve
when
the
will
medical
that, When could that start? Tax? When could that start, Steve?
As soon as they get the tax bill done.
Yeah.
And I think the House will get a tax bill done, I think, in September, October.
Right.
I'm not sure what the Senate's
going to do. Will it be tax reform or just tax cuts?
It'll be a mix. They'll try to throw in some reform, get the individual rates down. Obviously, try to get the corporate rate down to 15. And so, I think they're going to. I think they're serious about getting something done. I think what's motivating the House, Jim, is the instinct of self-preservation. You know, Samuel Johnson, the great Englishman, or created the dictionary 250 years ago, once said, "The prospect of a hanging focuses the mind tremendously."
Exactly.
The prospect of a political hanging, I think, is really
focuses the mind.
The
That's a good one. So, yeah, exactly. So you think that surely their own preservation will cause them to kick in some performance here.
On the House side, yes.
Right.
They know they're,
so
they're,
you're still they're you're still not counting on the here. Senate, then, right? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I think we have to put. This is where Trump's going to have to do what Reagan did.
He's got to make friends.
He's got to go also before the nation. Well, you let the House pass a bill and then go before the nation and say, "You got to get your senators on board on this." because your future's at stake.
Right.
He's got to do that. And then I think you might be able to get something done.
If you're a Republican leader, a national leader, and you look around right now, was it 34 state houses, yes. Governorships, and something ridiculous, about that many state houses,
out of the 99 legislatures, Nebraska has only one house. Out of the 99 legislatures, 69 are Republican.
Exactly. And then 33 or 34 governors. When you see,
yes.
And now they own all three houses in Washington. When you see that kind of dominance, you got to put the hammer down. You got to slam dunk this thing so that there's no turning back.
Yes.
And you do that with performance, right? Say doing what you said you're going to do, even if you have to whip some people upside the head.
Yeah, and on the tax thing, they have to make sure they make it retroactive. I think the head of the
Thank you.
Kevin Brady is on that.
Do you think they'll do that for this year?
I think the House will do it.
Oh.
Again, because they don't want to become Uber drivers after next year's election.
From your mouth to God's ears, I would love somebody said, though, the later in the year we get, the harder it's going to be to do retro.
Just do it. The heck with the Congressional Budget Office.
Yeah.
Because they know next year, election year, April,
right.
People get a nice big
Yeah, we're talking. We're not talking about balancing the books. We're talking about not getting hung. two different focuses, right? All right, when we come back, folks, every smart person I've known this year, even before some of the recent rhetoric, Steve Forbes, Bob Dillschneider, a bunch of really smart people I've known, I've asked them, what's the biggest concern you have right now? Every one of them, months ago, said North Korea. And I'm going to get Steve's perspective on how much we really care about
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.